A new poll from the Renewable Fuels Association finds that most Americans support the renewable fuel standard. RFA President and CEO Bob Dineen says the poll shows 62% of voters support the RFS, compared to only 18% that oppose it.
By a better than 3-to-1 margin, people across this country support a program that is going to provide consumer choice at the pump, reduce the pain with gas prices, reduce carbon from motor fuels, and reduce our dependence on imported oil. This program does that. And hopefully EPA is paying attention, not just to what the PR machine at the American Petroleum Institute is saying, but what the American people have said loud and clear.
Dineen commented on the EPA's timeline for releasing overdue volume requirements under the RFS.
Typically, EPA doesn't act until they absolutely have to. So my expectation is that the clock will run until the very last second. But I don't really care when they get it out. I care what it is that they're going to get out. And if on the last day they get out something that closely reflects what they proposed a year and a half ago, then they haven't done anything. Hopefully, they'll not just read the calendar, but they'll read the statute. And hopefully, when they get something out, it'll be something that moves the renewable fuels industry forward. Now, you sort of have to scratch your head as to why it took a court case and a consent decree to get them to come up with a timeline for the 2014 RVO and the 2015 RVO that'll be proposed now in June and finalized in November when 2015 is already over. So those 2 years you have to take as a lost opportunity and an indication that the administration just couldn't get their act together. What I'll be most interested in is if they fulfill their promise to get out 2016 in the same timeline, because that would be an opportunity to send a signal to the marketplace to drive more renewable fuels than the oil companies want to use on their own. That's what the RFS was all about, and hopefully that's what EPA will do when they finally get around to doing something.
Dineen spoke to farm broadcasters meeting in Washington, D.C. this week. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.